Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. Together we're the Gen X couple.
Hello, everyone.
Hello out there.
Welcome, and thank you so much for listening to our very first podcast.
Yes, thank you so much.
We are so happy that you tuned in today. We thought that since it's our very first podcast, it would be appropriate to properly introduce ourselves and give you a little background about us so that you can get to know us a little better. So, I'm Robin, and I met Chris through online dating back in 2008. I had just had my second son about 6 months before and was recently broken up from my ex-husband, and I had decided just to see what was out there. And I ended up meeting this really cute guy who lived in the next town over. At the time, he had a 10-year-old son, I had a 6-month-old, and a 3.5-year-old toddler. And, you know, what they say, the rest is history. We got married on 10-10-10 in Vegas, and yes, Elvis did marry us. And here we are, 14 years to the day later, launching a podcast. I would like to mention, though, that I'm actually really self-conscious about my voice. I've been on TikTok for years, and I almost never talk in my videos. I think I only spoke once, to be honest. It all started on a 4th grade field trip to the Museum of Science in Boston. Back then, they had this interactive exhibit where you could talk into a telephone. It would record your voice and play it back for you so you could hear what you sound like. And I remember being absolutely stunned at the sound of my voice. And by stunned, I mean horrified. That's where the trauma started. And honestly, I've rarely spoken publicly since then. Until now. I guess it's true what they say about caring less as you get older.
If you haven't noticed, the date today is October 10th, our anniversary. That is the day we chose to start the podcast.
Exactly. So a little more about us. We are both obviously Gen Xers. We live in Massachusetts, and we have 3 boys, ages 27, 20, and 17. We also have a very cute little white Pomeranian named Marshmallow. By the way, I have most of what I'm going to say here outlined, so I don't get off track. Plus, I have this tendency to forget what I'm saying while I'm actually saying it. I don't know why I'm like this, but it happens a lot. So you may hear a page turning in the background, and I could probably edit that out, but I'm not gonna. I'm just keeping it real with you guys. And since I'm hogging the microphone already, I'm just going to keep going and tell you a little bit about myself, and then I'll hand the mic over to Chris. I'm a born and raised masshole. Dictionary.com defines masshole as a contemptuous term for a native inhabitant of the state of Massachusetts. And I do believe that the term was originally coined by neighboring New England states as a derogatory way to describe how people from Massachusetts drive, which most people will agree is aggressively. These days, masshole is a term of endearment for us, and we absolutely own it. We drive like we own the place, we love our Dunkin' Donuts, and we embrace the attitude that comes along with the title, which actually leads me into a really nice transition, Masshole Mommy. Masshole Mommy has been my online presence since 2009. I first started on Twitter under the handle of Masshole Mommy, and that quickly turned into a blog. And all the social media handles that come along with that, of course. You know, Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, you get it. While I gave up the blog a few years ago, I'm still actively posting on Instagram, Threads, Facebook, and TikTok. If I think of it, I'll shoot out a tweet, but I'm not really on there as much these days. My handle is MassholeMommy on all of those platforms. So if you don't follow me on any of those, go ahead and check me out. And if you are already a follower, thank you so much. A few other things of note about me. I have my bachelor's degree in business management, which I don't think I've ever used, but it is an accomplishment of mine, I guess. I'm also interested in paranormal stuff, which you'll definitely hear more about, probably sooner than you think. I love the show The Office, and I'm a full-fledged Disney adult. And yes, I am one of those people who's completely obsessed with Disney. And now, Chris is too. Speak of the devil, I'm going to hand the microphone over to Chris so he can tell you a little bit about himself.
Hi everyone, I'm the other half of Gen X couple. Now Robin told you about our boys, but I want to reiterate my princess, my love, my baby, Marshmallow. I am the oldest of seven. I have four brothers, two sisters, and I'm close with all of them. You may notice I don't have the hardcore Massachusetts R accent. And that is because I left for the military right after high school and didn't come back to Massachusetts for 11 years. I served in the military for 20 years, 11 years active duty, and 9 years in the reserves, all as a firefighter, traveling all over the world. But that will be for more stories in a later podcast. After coming back to Massachusetts, I wanted to do something cool and exciting. So I got my accounting degree. And then I wanted to be cooler, so I got a master's degree in taxation. And I really love working as an accountant. I am an avid reader of everything. I read about 1 to 3 books a month, which I have a lot of time for taking the train into Boston, but that also will be another podcast later. Also, I have recently taken up gardening, spending hundreds of dollars and countless hours to get one pumpkin, a handful of tomatoes, and enough cucumbers to feed my town. Some things Robin has brought into my life that makes me love her: the boys, Disney, pedicures, marshmallow, and something that she has not brought into my life that I love is camping.
Yes. As soon as Chris told me he didn't like camping, I knew he was the one. No offense to those of you who like camping, I just personally don't like it. And yes, he did say pedicures. His feet needed serious help, so I made him come with me for a pedicure appointment one day, like 10 years ago, and he never stopped coming. The couple that gets pedicures together stays together. And while I have you guys, I want to just talk a little bit about what we're going to talk about on the podcast in some upcoming episodes and what you guys can expect. Obviously, we are parents, so we're going to talk a little bit about parenting. We'll talk about relationship stuff, travel, food. We've got some top 10 lists for you guys. And we already have a few interviews lined up. We don't have anything scheduled, but we have some interesting stuff coming up. Just a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
And we'll do a special post for Veterans Day also.
Yes, definitely, because you have some great stories. I'm looking forward to hearing your stories again. And there you have it, folks. We hope you feel like you know us a little better now. Our next episode is going to be a good one for all you parents out there, so definitely tune in for that. But one more thing, actually, before I let you go. I would be remiss if I didn't give a huge shout-out to Ashley, a.k.a. Famous Ashley Grant. She spent a ton of time talking me through this whole podcasting thing. I mean, like a ton of time. When we first decided to do this and we started researching the process, I'm not going to lie, we were completely overwhelmed. After reading probably 400 or 500 different articles, I went right to Ashley because I knew she'd be able to help. She runs a podcast called The Bloggy Friend Show, and she actually interviewed me for that a while back, so go listen to that if you get a chance. And it's all about content creation and blogging. She also hosts a show called Podcasting 101 with RSS.com, which I think is pretty self-explanatory. She's over on FamousAshleyGrant.com, and you can find her on socials at FamousAshleyGrant. I'm not sure if she will ever even hear this, but my deepest heartfelt thanks go out to her for all her help. I truly could not have done this without her. I'm actually going to link her website in the show for you, in the show notes for you guys also, so that way you can go check her out. And with that, we want to thank you for taking the time to listen to us. We have lots of fun content planned, so we hope you'll come back. If you want to connect with us or send us any ideas of things you want to hear us cover on the podcast, you can find us on Instagram and Twitter at The Gen X Couple, all one word, or you can email us at thegenxcouplepodcast@gmail.com. And thank you so much again for listening to us, and we will see you soon.
See you later, alligator.
In a while, crocodile.